Wonderful. Thank you, Senator Rosen. And we're going to go to questions. And I have first Representative Pickett and then Representative Morales.
Yes, my question is, I'll give you my address and you can send your goodies directly to my house.
Absolutely. I know you want raisin pie.
And Representative Morales.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Hello, Senator. It's good to see you.
Hello.
And I don't know if I should ask folks coming after you this question, but just wondering, what are the onerous provisions in MUBEC that the owners of the company, you know, don't like? And how are the buildings treated under the code currently? And what they would like?
This bill is from the governor, and her people can answer all of your questions.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. So I'll come back to you, Representative Morales, when we have another testifier. Representative Reckitt.
Excuse me. I'm sort of curious. Excuse me. Because I've had more mail on this issue than any other topic in the legislature this session.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me. And I don't know why I'm coughing all of a sudden. And I keep saying to myself, why am I getting all this mail from, it appeared to be from Bucksport, as opposed to, no, it appeared to be from Belfast instead
Belfast.
Of Bucksport.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so I'm glad to talk to you because I had no clue. The only thing I was clear about is that for some reason they thought it was an emergency, that the bill was put forward as an piece of emergency legislation, and they thought this was not an emergency. And I'm like, wait, right. Somebody tell them what an emergency bill means. It just means it's going to pass quick. It's really not, right. Doesn't mean that the situation is an emergency necessarily, only that they want to do it right away.
Right.
But I decided
because
not
to. Whole oceans in Bucksport is so different than the one going in that wants to go into Belfast. So it's totally different. And the Belfast people are very against it. The Bucksport people are very for this.
Okay. So I don't have to connect the two or no, I can just ignore that. All right. Since there was not one single whiff from my own district. The other question I have, I think we'll get answered when Representative Morales gets her questions answered.
Yeah.
Although I miss you too on this committee. So
I miss you too.
Anyway, it's good to see your face. Since we don't get to see it any other way, I used to see you at least in passing in the hallway. That was about it. And I think, the other question I had is, I was on a tour last year in Arista County, and there were people raising trout inside a building. I don't even want to tell you where in case they were in violation. And I, you know, just really think that's terrible.
But I'm from Arista County, so I'd like to know.
Well, it was the native population at Arista Micmacs. And I'm wondering whether or not they're covered by what MUBEC code doing that or none at all or.
Yeah, for 4 years, we have gone through all the hoops and all everything they've had to go through. And this is just the last little thing that's holding it up. And the governor came to me to ask me to present this.
Okay. So you don't know what's happening in Belfast. Is it a similar thing or is just.
In Belfast, it's a whole different group. It's a whole different. Whole different thing.
Okay.
Whole different company.
Thank you much.
Next up, I have Senator DeChambeau.
Yes. Well, I sit closest to her in the Senate, so I would be remiss without saying it's so good to see your face to have you on this committee again. I think we all miss you. So I will end with just one very good comment for you. I thought your testimony was spot on. I liked the statistics and the information. I have read this bill at least a couple of times and wasn't sure what it meant, but you cleared that all up in your testimony. So again, I thank you for that.
Thank you, Susan.
Great. All right. I think that's what we have for you, Senator Rosen. Thank you so much for bringing this bill to us.
Thank you. I've been Zooming since 8 o'clock this morning, so I feel your pain, and thank you for having me. I miss you all.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
Snuggle the little dog for us.
I will. Representative Pickett, good to see you all.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Scott.
Legislators or co-sponsors here to testify?
Senator Rosen, where's George?
George is over here, and my husband just got home, and he just made me a drink.
Perfect. Cheers. You're living your best life.
I am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so now I'm